Hey everyone, Nate Carter here with today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. And we're coming to the end of the book of 2 Peter today. And the title in my Bible, of course this isn't scripture titles, it wasn't in the original manuscript, but the title of this section says, "The Day of the Lord is Coming." Now when you read that, sometimes does a little part of you go, yeah, but when? You know, like really? Is he coming anytime soon? In verse 3, it says, "Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, 'What happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again?'" And if I'm being honest, I wonder if you feel the same way sometimes. Like, sometimes I stand with the scoffers and wonder, yeah, what happened to that promise? I mean, things are going from bad to worse. And, you know, Jesus said, while he was walking the earth, that he was coming again soon. And yet we're 2,000 years later, and where is he gone? And I love that Peter addresses that. Peter really seems to hit some of the big points that perhaps we would struggle with in our walk with Jesus. Skipping to verse 8, he says, "But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. And 1,000 years is like a day." So in other words, when Jesus says he's coming again soon, soon for him could be, "I'm coming again soon in 7,000 years." Now, is this just a cop-out from Peter? Is this just a way for him to say, well, Jesus was, you know, maybe he was a little bit mistaken and here's why? No, I mean, this is how the Lord works. He's outside the realm of time as we know it. And furthermore, there's a really good reason for it. Look at verse 9. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. For your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. So in other words, God is waiting so that the truth of the gospel will go out to the world, and as many people as possible will receive it and receive eternal life. And so when Jesus says he's coming soon and we're kind of waiting and saying, "Lord, come quickly," you know, we're not the ones who are at stake here. It's the lost. It's those that don't know him yet that Jesus is being patient to come back, because he wants them to have the opportunity to respond to the gospel. Verse 11. So here's the so what of it all. "Since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives you should live, looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along." How do we hurry it along? Well, we proclaim the gospel at every opportunity that we have. We try to extend the gospel to the very ends of the earth so that everyone will hear it. And at that time, Jesus will return. So we can help hurry along the day of the Lord by making sure that everyone has heard the gospel truth. And in the meantime, living holy and godly lives. Okay, so in the midst of a world that's maybe slowly spiraling down into its own destruction, we are to stand and live differently. To live in God's way, to live holy and godly lives. Verse 15 kind of sums it up. And remember, our Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. So if you're ever like me, and I apologize, I can be kind of a cynic sometimes, and you kind of go, well, Jesus said he was coming soon, but he doesn't seem to be really hurrying along that much. You know, it's not for our sakes that he's delaying. Those who are already saved, it's for those who are unsaved, and we should be part of the mission to help make sure that those who are unsaved are hearing the gospel and having the opportunity to respond to it. Praise God for his patience, which is so much stronger than mine. And let's bless him for that, and let's be part of his kingdom work in helping the gospel to go out to all nations, to all peoples. Are you on mission with me? Let's do it. See you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.